Henry Winkler is the protector of an extraordinary Holocaust legacy. Yes, the actor best known to baby boomers as the Fonz, and to younger generations for his work on Arrested Development and much more, grew up with parents who narrowly escaped Nazi capture. The rest of Henry Winkler's extended family did not make it. Sundown this evening marks the beginning of Holocaust Remembrance Day. When Henry Winkler visited us in March, he was gracious enough to share his family's story.
My parents escaped Germany. My father knew he was not going back. He had a visa for 6 weeks to go to New York in 1939 and then come back. So he took my mother, and he kept saying, you know, we're going to leave in the winter, but why don't you just pack something that's good? You don't know what the weather is in New York. So pack for the spring. It could get hot. And he went to his mother and he said, I will take your jewelry with me. And he bought a box of chocolate. He melted the chocolate down. He poured the chocolate over the jewelry. And then he let it harden back in the box. So every time they came to a checkpoint and the Nazis stopped him, and they said, are you taking anything of value? He said, no, open my suitcases. We have nothing. And all the while, he had the jewelry under his arm in the box of chocolate. When he got to New York, all of that jewelry was pawned in order to become the key to unlock his new life with my mother in the new world. And I have my great-grandfather's pocket watch that came encased in chocolate out of Germany.
1939, they were very lucky to get
very
out.
Lucky. Him, my father's brother, Helmut, I never met because he waited one day because he was having a jacket made at the tailor. And he thought, okay, I have one day. I'll just wait till it's done. And he was taken that night.
Unbelievable. And there's a plant.
Right. I never had real aunts and uncles. I never had grandparents. They were all killed in the concentration camps. But the community, the German community that landed in New York, that kind of knew each other and then through each other, met each other, there was a woman, Tante Anna. And Tante Anna came out of Germany in a coffin. She was smuggled out in a coffin.
Live.
At her feet, yes, live. At her feet was a spider plant she took with her from her apartment. Everybody got a cutting from this spider plant, and I grew up with it on our windowsill. And it would regenerate, and it would go in another pot, and it was all over the place. So when I left New York for Hollywood, for real, for forever, I took a cutting with me, put it in tinfoil in a plastic bag, and it has just grown and been happy in right outside our kitchen.
I think it's just a gorgeous metaphor.
Yeah, the regeneration, the power of the human being.